Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 61, The Sheeb Games. Now, I don't want you to think that, you know, my podcast, the AMC Stock Story, is going to turn into the Sheeb story. It's not. It's just that when it's the weekend, so there's no movement on AMC. There's no real news on AMC. And Sheeb right now is volatile. You know, it goes up, it goes down. It's also, you know, getting my feet wet into crypto and, you know, getting these new experiences and comparing that to AMC. So, quick update. I did invest a little more into Sheeb. I wanted to get up to 10 million coins. So I invested a little bit more because it kept coming. It would, you know, I've seen it do this a couple times. It goes up to the 30s and then it comes down. And it was coming down before to like, you know, $22, you know. But now it was only coming down to, you know, about $25, like today or on Saturday, October 9th. It was just hanging around $25. Sometimes it'd get up to $26. At that point, I said, you know, this may be it. I was going to wait for it to try to get to $24 and maybe buy some more. But finally, when it got into, you know, the mid – when I say $24, $25, when you buy it on eToro, they sell it. It basically comes in like million blocks. So you'd buy like one of these at you know, a million of them. And so it's that's why I refer to it that way. But I'll just say like, just use the numbers to try and keep it. So, well, it's funny. There's like four zeros in front of these numbers. So it's funny whenever you see videos or people talking about it, they sort of, you know, simplify it to make it less confusing. But at the time right now, there's four zeros in front of it, and then usually it's averaging about, it's like a 25 right now. Anyway, but I wanted to do one more buy to get up to that 10 million, just so it's a nice round number. And again, you know, my philosophy on this is, if you've ever seen those memes where they say, well, if you had bought, you know, $1,000 worth of Dogecoin a year ago, here's what it's worth now. Or if you invested, you know, $1,000 into AMC, you know, in January, this is what it would be worth now. And that's kind of where I'm at, that hopefully we're in early enough that, you know, in a year from now, 5 years from now, that it would be, you know, significant, that it's still going to go through that growth period, and, you know, could have a big payoff. It's not the same as AMC. You know, AMC is different. There's no guarantee, and not that AMC necessarily is guaranteed. There's no guarantee on this crypto. That my gut feeling is a lot of these cryptos do over time go up. They also take pretty bad dips sometimes. My gosh, I watch Bitcoin, you know, dip down to $29,000, and now it's, you know, right back up into, you know, $55,000 or so. So they have these dramatic swings, and I think I want to just kind of hang in there with these swings, even though I know at certain times it could peak and I could sell it, take profit, and then when it goes back down low, reinvest it. But I don't know, maybe it's just from holding AMC. There's just a part of me that's like, you know, just keep it simple, just hold it and see where you are in a year from now. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, and that's just part of the ride with it. Whereas AMC, and again, we don't know what necessarily will happen, but the way things should happen is these hedge funds, you know, need to cover their shorts. And if everybody is holding their stock and not selling it, at some point they can't afford to, well, you know, one of the lower hedge funds can't afford to keep their position, or they want to settle. When they settle their shorts, the price will go up, and maybe that will put pressure on the next lowest hedge fund, and then they have to go up, and then that goes, and it just triggers this, you know, the MOAS that everybody wants, and hopefully the price will go up enough for life-changing money. And it's not the same with the crypto. The crypto is just, hey, you know, this stuff tends to go up over time. It could be the future of currency. Who knows what's going to happen? So those are the differences. And again, my investment in it, even though I invested more, it's still very, very, very small compared to the position on AMC. So at any rate, that's where we're at. I think I'm going to hold where I'm at. It was kind of pushing it. You know, we're holding our position on AMC right now. We're not really adding to it. And this was different. And the reason I added it on the SHIB is because it's just right now, it's very volatile, and you never know when it's going to make the next jump and then stay there. You know, who knows, maybe, you know, in a few days or weeks, it could take another swing back to, you know, the teens, or, you know, go back to where all this before the big surge happened with it. But that's the chance that you take. I was willing to take the chance now to push it a little bit, and go ahead and get a position on SHIB, and we have a small position on Doge as well. But at any rate, I talked to where the title comes from. Right now on Netflix, there's a show called The Squid Games, and it's a South Korean show, and it's kind of like The Hunger Games, except these are people that have a lot of debt, and they're brought together and put in these games. Now, first, when I first heard there was this very popular show on Squid Games, just like anything, you're like, well, what is this? What is Squid Games? You know, everybody's talking about Squid Games. What is it? And then you sort of hear the first description of it, and you watch the trailer, and you're like, oh, okay, this is just people being forced together, and people are getting killed. And I, you know, listen, as a writer, there's something about this genre of like putting people together in a convoluted game and then killing them one by one. There's something about it I just don't like. I think one, as a writer, it's lazy. It's kind of like drama porn. It's like, oh, well, let's put two people in a room and one of them has to kill the other one. Okay, well, that's very dramatic. And it's like, yeah, but that's kind of like, you know, it's like putting fish in a barrel and then going fishing. You know, you're going to catch a fish, but is it really any fun? Does it really take any skill? Did you really enjoy that? And there's a part of me that says no. Now, I did watch the very first episode of it, the red light, green light one. And there's a point where you're just watching people get shot. And, you know, it's funny. We live, if we could go to an alien planet, right? Let's get in a spaceship. All right, we're in the spaceship, blast off, woo, go through light speed, and let's land on this planet. All right. And now we're going to meet these aliens, right? Let's just call them, I don't know, we'll call them the Blues. Maybe they got blue skin, right? We'll call them the Blues. And they're very personable beings, right? These Blues, they seem very nice, and they're glad we're here, and we're talking to them, right? But then we find out that, oh no, there was an instance where a Blue, you know, one of these Blues shot a group of other Blues. And this is horrible. And the whole planet, it's they feel terrible. That they're sad. This is a sad time for them. You don't understand this. This is a very sad time. You know, we're offering our thoughts and prayers. We're wearing ribbons because this is so traumatic, and it is so sad, and it is so painful, okay? Can we please just have a moment of silence for these Blue aliens that have just suffered the loss? Okay, thank you. Now, we actually have a host. Oh, our host alien, they're going to take us into their home, and they're going to show us their hit show that every Blue alien is watching. And you know what this show is? It's people getting killed in the TV show. And that's what they're watching, right? And what would you say to these blue aliens? It's like, what are you talking about? You have a real life situation where people are getting killed and you're so horrified by it. Yet this is your number one show. People getting killed. You know, what's wrong with you blue aliens? Well, guess what? The blue aliens are us. That whenever there's violence in our society, we're horrified and it's terrible. Thoughts and prayers. Yet that's what we love. It doesn't mean even Americans, right? It's just the human animal. It's who we are. That it's crazy that, you know, at one point we recoil from this violence and it's horrible. And yet on the other instance, we love it. We can't get enough of it. And it's crazy. But at any rate, I digress. So I watched the first episode. I don't think I'm going to watch anymore. It's just not. There's something about it that didn't sit well with me. And I think it's also after, you know, after listening to that book on 1944 and some of the atrocities that went on in World War II. And when you're listening to it, you're picturing it in your head, this stuff happening, and you say, how can this happen? And yet you watch this show and you're watching the people getting shot during this game. And you're like, oh, there's a good, cool kill shot. Oh, there's a good kill shot. And again, this is a South Korean show, you know, so it's I'm not just picking on Americans at this point. It's the human animal. It's just who we are. There was something about it after a while. I was like, I thought I was going to be uncomfortable watching this. And I think I am. And I think if you ever know somebody or have a loved one or someone who's been a victim of gun violence, I don't think this, you know, you really get off watching people being shot like this. So at any rate, so that was the Squid Games. And that's where the one of the ideas, the intriguing thing about it, though, is I'll give it this. It's this idea that, you know, these people are in massive debt. And how do you pay off these massive debts? And as someone who's carrying a little credit card debt, like, I get it, you know. And then I think of the hedge funds that we're up against, right? That they have infinite losses is what they're looking at as far as covering these shorts, right? Infinite losses as far as covering them. So you can guarantee they're going to try everything they can before they just watch their, you know, hedge fund get vaporized trying to cover these shorts, right? So for them, it's I think we're both sort of in the Squid Games now. You know, we have, you know, a lot of us apes have debt or mortgages or student loans that we're trying to get rid of. And the hedge funds, hey, they've got the, you know, potential infinite losses if they cover the things. So everybody's, you know, trying to, you know, come out of this game alive. And then breathing down all our necks is a lot of, there's, you know, some big stuff that could be happening, whether it's the U.S. economy and the debt ceiling and a government that is seemingly broken and scares the hell out of me, frankly. And then also China and Taiwan. Is China going to pull, you know, try and annex it like the Crimean? And what's the rest of the world going to do? Are we really going to have World War III? I think if China can learn anything from what Russia did with grabbing Crimea, it's like, go do it. It's like, start World War III. Let's throw some nuclear bombs around. You really going to do that? Or are you just going to let us, you know, take this? And I don't know. I mean, I know we have, you know, treaties and everything, but it gets a little scary, and you just wish people would just calm down. We don't need this drama. We do not need a World War III. I think people forget how horrible that war was, and I don't know. Maybe they just remember, you know, like, oh, well, it was the greatest generation and sacrifice and good times. It's like, no, it was not. These were not good times. It never should have. World War II never should have been allowed to happen. Hitler never should have been allowed to ascend power, and they should have been shut down when they started invading countries, right? But everybody just kind of let it go and let it go until, and there were people, the U.S. did not want to get involved in the war. Roosevelt got reelected by pledging to keep America, you know, out of the war as much as he could. And then, of course, you know, Pearl Harbor happened. So, you know, we think of the greatest generation and all this stuff, But I say, hey, if you know, if your generation one was so great, they never should have let the war happen anyway. And we've since then, as imperfect as it is, at least we have the United Nations now to try and do this stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I really hope, I think there always seems to be a lot of stuff going on. But I really hope to a certain extent that a lot of this stuff blows over and life just goes on. It's funny, when I'm out and I think about some of the stuff where you hear these news stories, and yet I'm out driving, delivering groceries, and everybody's following the traffic laws, and businesses are open, and you know, you say, well, what's wrong with things just being normal, right? What's wrong with things being normal? But then there are a few signs, like when I go into Costco and the paper towels are all out, or they can't get truck drivers, or there's certain products that, you know, might be out. And that's with Costco, you know, and that's one of the reasons I stick with Costco, is because they usually have plenty of everything and you don't have to worry about stuff being out. And, you know, customers getting upset or having to do substitutions. If I go to another, you know, supermarket, you know, you can guarantee, you know, out of three items, you know, every third item, there's an issue with it, you know, not being in stock or something. So it gets a little scary if I have to go to a grocery store that's not Costco at this point. But we have all this stuff on top of us. And here we are, we have our positions on AMC. And we're just, you know, we're hoping at some point this pays off. We don't know when. And then now, I'm into this, you know, SHIB game, the SHIB cryptocurrency. And like I talked about the claw game, you know, am I getting conned into another claw game? Where, you know, you think it's that easy. Like, well, there are the prizes. They're right there. Look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is $50,000 a coin. Look at Dogecoin, where it was, you know, a year, 2 years ago, and now it's 25 cents, you know, a Dogecoin, you know, all these people that make millions and billions off crypto, right? Well, that can be me. I can do that. This is easy. And you swipe your card and you try it. You swipe, you know, it doesn't work out and you keep swiping it. And, you know, I started off like, oh, let me just get $50 worth of Dogecoin. And then as I'm doing it, it's like, well, let me get this and let me get this, because I'm not going to, you know, I wasn't going to, you know, increase our position in AMC. So I think that's something that I have to be very careful with is, you know, don't get too, you know, wait till AMC pops and you have that extra money to do some of this stuff with. But I did, like I said, I did what I did with the crypto now, just because the prices are really low. And, you know, these are some buying opportunities. And listen, you know, I screwed up just with the first few days. You know, if I had moved on this SHIB a day or two earlier than when I did, you know, I could have got it at, you know, a third the price or half the price. And I had a misunderstanding of exactly where that price was. I thought, because I was looking at on eToro, they had it grouped in millions, right? So it was like 20. They were showing it as, you know, $12, and I thought that was, well, it's $12 a coin, and I can't really invest a lot in that. I didn't realize that there were four zeros in front of it. And once I did notice that, I was like, oh, okay, well, let me grab some of this then, if it's that cheap right now. But again, I could have, you know, if I had realized what I was doing, I could have made that. Which brings up another thing. You know, at one point I had invested in Naked Brands, right? Because that was one that was going to go up. And I remember investing in it, and I would check out on Twitter any news, or I would search, you know, hashtag Naked, the stock symbol for it. And one post in particular was, someone said, can you tell me one thing this company does? You know, or did you just invest it because everybody else was? And I think there's something to that, that I did not know very much about SHIB. I still don't. I still don't know a lot about it. I just knew people were investing in it, and every day it was going up dramatically. And then when I realized how cheap it still was and how many shares you could, you know, get for, you know, a small amount of money, be, you know, all things, you know, taking that into effect, exactly what do you define as small? But, you know, if it does take off, you're going to get a lot more shares today than you will a year from now, right? And, you know, why did I get involved in it? And it was because I saw everybody else doing it. And I thought, well, maybe this is a good chance. It's still early enough to get in on it, kind of like AMC. You know, I was able to get into AMC You know, it not great price, but, you know, not the worst. You know, we did make one purchase, like I said, with the Sheeb at 35, which was the peak, the current peak, which would have been like buying AMC at $70, you know, $70 or $62. And that's when, and then of course it just went down, you know, goes down from there, right? So we did have one buy at that point. But the thing is, once it came down, we made enough investments so that if it does get up to like, you know, to the Sheeb, that of course what I'm talking about is if it gets up to like 27, then we're covered, you know, at that point where we've made our money. So anyway, so that's where we are. Hopefully, you know, the market on AMC opens up again, and we'll have some more AMC updates or some more interesting news, hopefully, going on with that. But I don't know. You know, right now we're just locked into a stalemate. We are in the trenches. The price is not low enough that it's going to spur a lot of people buying it, right? Still not a bad price if you wanted to get in on AMC. You know, if you believe in this, you think it could happen, you know, it's not a bad time to get in on it. You know, not financial advice, and not giving you financial advice. I just know that, you know, I was in the beginning in May, I was still buying it at, you know, $50 and sometimes $60 a share. So to get it, you know, below $40 isn't a bad deal if you think this thing is going to go to the moon and, you know, could be going for, you know, $100, $10,000 a share. You know, so $40 a share is not a bad deal if you think that that's what you get to. And if you get to, you know, $400 a share, if you bought in at, you know, $40, that's, you know, you're 10 timesing your money there. So I hope you're doing well. Good luck to AMC in the week ahead. And if you've picked up some Sheeb, good luck on that as well. We'll see what happens. More of a long-term investment for me as opposed to AMC, which I'm just in it for the squeeze. It's going to squeeze. And who knows, maybe when it goes back to a realistic price, I'll pick up some AMC just, you know, to have it. But certainly, you know, AMC is a squeeze deal. And the crypto for now is a long-term play just to see if, you know, this really does pay out. And one of those memes comes true where, you know, if you, invested X amount in Sheeb a year ago, you'd have blank today. And I'd be interested to see how that turns out. Could turn out really bad. But it also could turn out surprisingly well, and that's a gamble, more of a gamble than an investment, only because I just don't know much about it, and I'm just kind of taking a chance here. But anyway, we're all taking a big chance on all of this, so good luck to all of us in the week ahead, and I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story Podcast.